From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate Banking Committee is hearing testimony from executives of some of the nation's largest banks about problems with foreclosure paperwork. A new report is warning that sloppy record keeping could have an even bigger impact than previously predicted. NPR's Paul Brown has some of the highlights of the report.
It says poor record keeping on just who owns mortgages could undermine the entire real estate market, which depends on knowing who owns what. It says bad record keeping could even make it unclear who owns the notes on stable mortgages. Those are mortgages for homeowners who've never had a problem. It says if banks have already lost billions and find themselves fighting thousands of lawsuits as well, that could have another big negative impact on the entire financial system. And finally, Craig, it urges the Treasury Department to plan for a so-called worst-case scenario of widening financial system crisis.
NPR's Paul Brown in Washington there. European authorities are scrambling to put together a possible rescue package to shore up the shaky financial situations in Ireland and Portugal. Also looming is another day of reckoning for Greece. Carl Weinberg, an analyst with High Frequency Economics, told the BBC the Greek government must show that it has implemented sweeping reforms in order to qualify for the next installment of help from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund.
The Greek government has fallen short of its tax revenue objective as defined in the technical memorandum they filed with the International Monetary Fund. On the basis of that, I'm expecting that they will be judged to have not qualified for the disbursement of funds on the 30th of November.
Weinberg says the Greek government could be left short of cash to operate and may be forced to shut down some services and hold off on debt service payments. Suspected U.S. drone missile strikes have slammed into a house and a vehicle near the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan today. Pakistani officials are saying 15 to 20 alleged militants were killed. NPR's Julie McCarthy says at least four missiles were fired.
Two flattening a mud brick house and two more destroying a vehicle. Pakistani intelligence officials, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the dead were militants suspected of carrying out attacks in Afghanistan, then fleeing across the border to hide in Pakistan. Casualties are hard to verify. While the area is a haven for Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and the Haqqani network, it is a no-go zone for outsiders. With American drone attacks escalating, Washington continues to encourage Pakistan to stage an offensive in North Waziristan. But the army says its troops are already spread thin in other areas of the tribal belt, fighting against Pakistan's own Islamist militants. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices were up 0.4% last month, but excluding the volatile energy and food sectors, wholesale prices actually declined 0.6%. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow currently down 132 points. This is NPR. Protesters are targeting peacekeeping troops from Nepal in Haiti, blaming them for bringing the cholera outbreak there. A UN spokesman says none of the Nepalese troops in Haiti have the disease, though, and there's no link between them and the cholera outbreak. Britain's Prince William says he will marry his longtime girlfriend next spring or summer in London. NPR's Philip Reeves says Buckingham Palace is already making plans for the wedding of the next heir to the British throne after his father, Prince Charles.
8 years have elapsed since William met Kate Middleton when they were students at St Andrews University in Scotland. They reportedly split up a few years back because she was getting tired of waiting for him to propose. Last month, during a holiday to Kenya, they finally became engaged. A cabinet meeting of the British government was interrupted by a call from Buckingham Palace with the wedding news. A statement from Prince Charles's office said the wedding will be in the spring or summer next year. The prospect of some headline-grabbing royal pageantry is good news for Britain's coalition government. A welcome distraction to huge public spending cuts now in the pipeline. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
President Obama awards the Medal of Honor this afternoon to an Army staff sergeant credited with saving the lives of fellow soldiers during an ambush in Afghanistan. 25-year-old Sal Junta of Iowa says, though, he does not consider himself a hero.
I'm not a hero. This is all interesting and fun, and we get to sit under the lights, and I get to talk to people, but I know a lot of heroes. I do. I'm just me. I'm just Sal.
Junta became the first living service member from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to receive the nation's highest military honor. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington. Support.